I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a new biography of the kid from Spavinaw, Mickey Mantle. But first, here with some good hot stove talk is ESPN's Tim Kirkchin. Hi, Tim.
How are you, Bill?
Very well, thank you. Derek Jeter turned down a 3-year, $45 million offer from the Yankees. He was originally seeking a longer deal that would pay him more than $20 million a year. There are signs, however, that he may be willing to bend in that regard. Is there any way those two sides don't come to an agreement that would keep Jeter a Yankee for life?
I don't see it. I think he's going to be a Yankee for life. I don't think there's any way around that. He's got more hits than any Yankee in history. He's the Yankee captain. He's got 5 World Series championship rings with the Yankees. It's the only team he's ever wanted to play for since he was 8 years old. They want him. He wants them. It's just a matter of getting to the right price. It has been more contentious than I ever imagined it could be. But I think they've got this thing going in the right direction to the point where it's going to get done, which was, to me at least, inevitable all along.
The Texas Rangers are currently courting free agent pitcher Cliff Lee, as are the New York Yankees. Boy, it must be tough to be wooed by the American League finalists, both of which have lots and lots of money to offer.
Right, and I think the Yankees are going to win that bid ultimately because, as always, they have the most money to deal with. However, do not count out the Rangers in this scenario. They are the defending American League champions. They have a very good young team that probably will be even better next year. They have an emerging fan base now in a very large area of the country, and they've got more money to deal with in that organization than they have in a long time. Plus, Cliff Lee really enjoyed his time there last year. So you can't count the Rangers out, but if it comes down to money, you never bet against the Yankees. They will give Cliff Lee the best opportunity to win for the next 5 or 6 years, and I think that's what he's very interested in besides the money.
The mighty Red Sox made their own bold move this week by signing catcher Jason Varitek to a 1-year, $2 million deal. Take that, Yankees, huh?
You know, the Red Sox are in a little trouble here, Bill. They expected or they had hoped to re-sign Victor Martinez, and the Tigers jumped in and gave him 4 years for $52 million, which I think surprised a lot of us. And now the Red Sox, who were one hitter down last year, are now 2 hitters down. And Jason Varitek is not going to fill that void by any means, but he's still a well above average defensive catcher. But they're going to have to go get, and he's not going to be able to catch every day either. They have to go out and get 2 more hitters. One is going to be Adrian Beltre, I believe, to re-sign and play third base. And then they're going to put the full court press on Carl Crawford and see if they can get him in to play left field.
In the National League, the Colorado Rockies signed shortstop Troy Tulowitzki to a new contract that guarantees over $157 million over the next 10 years. Are we back in the 90s?
It sure seems that way, Bill. However, with a select few guys out there, a 10-year deal is maybe not a bargain, but it's a good idea. And in this case, that's who Troy Tulowitzki is. He is not a good player. He is a great player. And we saw that down the stretch last year. He also loves the game as much as anyone you'll ever meet, meaning he's not going to get complacent or heavy and not be able to play shortstop in 2 years. Now, again, there's a danger when you're going to be paying a shortstop this kind of money when he's 36 years old. But at the same time, to lock him up and not have to worry about him and build your club around him for 10 years, that's a really good idea.
The White Sox would appear to have improved themselves dramatically with the signing of slugger Adam Dunn to a 4-year, $56 million deal. Will Chicago be good enough to be a contender?
I think so, Bill, but they still have a lot of work to do. They're still trying to re-sign Paul Konerko, who's their first baseman from last year, and that way they could have Dunn and Konerko in their lineup in the middle, and they could alternate those two at first base and at DH, which would be a great idea, especially since Dunn is not a particularly good defensive player. However, they also have to address their bullpen if they're going to win that division next year. And they're not sure who their closer is at this point. So as long as they understand that Rafael Soriano, another free agent, is out there and he's better than what we have, if they go in that direction, they may be the team to beat in that division.
Now that Dunn is gone, does Washington have anybody who isn't a pitcher to help keep the Nationals out of the National League East cellar and help draw some people to that ballpark?
You know, I'm worried about the Nationals, Bill. I mean, without Steven Strasburg for 2011 and Adam Dunn, who was such a fan favorite, I'm not sure why people or if people are going to come to the ballpark next year. That club is not going to be very good. Their starting pitching is weak at this point, and they lost their second-best hitter behind Ryan Zimmerman and the guy who protected Zimmerman in the order. They basically told me all along, we offered him 3 years, we're not going four. If someone goes four, we're going to lose him. Well, the White Sox went four, and now the Nationals are in trouble again because they don't have anybody at this point to replace him.
Tim, we would be remiss not to remember at this point Ron Santo, who passed away on Thursday, longtime Cubs infielder and even longer time Cubs broadcaster. Do you have some good Ron Santo stories for us?
Well, first off, he's a Hall of Famer for me, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame. For a 10-year period, averaged 26 homers and 100 RBIs back when that really meant something. Made 9 All-Star teams and won 5 Gold Gloves. But more than that, I'm not sure there's ever been anyone that loved the Cubs more than Ron Santo as a player and then as a lovable broadcaster and an ambassador to the team. And when I talked to him a couple years ago, one day in spring training, he just sat there and he told me, he said, I just wish that every fan in Chicago or any baseball fan could have experienced one day what I experienced for almost 15 years, and that's running out on the field at Wrigley Field before a packed crowd in the daylight and playing third base in a major league game for the Chicago Cubs. He said, I was lucky to do that so many times. I wish our fans could just do it once to understand what a great thing it was.
Tim Kirkjian is a reporter for ESPN's Baseball Tonight and a senior writer for ESPN the magazine. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.